Also today, the United Nations is calling for the largest and perhaps the most expensive oil spill cleanup ever in the Ogoniland region of Nigeria. A new report from the agency's environment program says oil spills there have contaminated land, water, and air and threatened public health for a half century. The report described oil slicks 3 inches thick floating on water used for drinking. It's also found levels of the carcinogen benzene in one community at 900 times global health standards. The UN blames the swath of contamination partly on vandalism of oil pipelines, but it also holds the oil company Shell accountable for not following its own environmental guidelines. The UN's Environment Program spokesman Nick Nuttall says that the report highlights the massive scale of oil-related pollution in the region.
The United Nations Environment Programme over 14 months has toured the length and breadth of Ogoniland to assess the oil pollution. It is serious. It has gone much further and much deeper into the land than previously had been supposed. And there is an urgent need now to catalyse a major cleanup of this region. It's going to take at least 25 years to restore the health of Ogoniland back to pre-oil days. But a lot can be achieved within 5 years in terms of cleaning up the drinking water.
Some environmentalists say oil is poured into the Niger River over the past 50 years at a rate of roughly one Exxon Valdez disaster per year. Shell, this week, accepted responsibility for 2 oil spills in the region. But Nick Nuttall says it's now up to the Nigerian government to act on the report.
Probably quite clear that the oil industry will have to shoulder a significant part of this cost. But that's not for us to decide. That's something for the president to decide and for his presidential implementation committee.
The UN report suggests the Nigerian government and the oil industry set up an initial $1 billion fund for the cleanup.